Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome, everybody. It is Monday, August, I believe, 18th, I believe. Is that correct? All righty. All right, Gina Grad is with us because she did something so unlike me this weekend. We've got to talk about it on the air. We have to talk about it on the air. Because this was not a typical vacation that I would take, but right. Maybe some of the listeners would. But it's a long story. So Gina's here to tell you. All right, now what happened this weekend, baby? Well, Gina Grad, everybody.
All congratulations. Thank you very much. All I can say is, if you're on a budget and you have an adventurous spirit, man, I had the weekend of your dreams.
All right, now what did you do?
All right, so there's this group of kids, people, adults, that go up to Death Valley once a year when the moon is high and it's full and go sand surfing on the sand dunes.
Right.
And first we go to this little crazy cafe and then you go to the hot springs and then you end up at the sand dunes. And I went.
All right, so you leave here with how many people?
About 12.
12 people, and you drive on like 395.
Yeah, literally, I had no idea there was a 395 and like a 14, and just strange numbers.
Yeah, those it back up through Lancaster in that area.
Yeah.
All right, so now you got to slow down here for a sec. First of all, there's about 12 of you.
12, and I don't know anybody except the two girls that came with me.
Okay, guys and girls?
Yes.
And how does everybody know each other?
We all sort of have some mutual friends, but our mutual friends aren't there. So we all it was just sort of a happenstance, quirky kind of thing. I didn't know these people. I didn't know where their house was. My friends just trusted me. I said, come on, it'll be fun.
And what time did you leave on Saturday?
About 1 or 2 p.m.
All right, 2 p.m. What time do you get up to the cafe where you're eating dinner?
6:30 or so.
So you're driving. You guys smoking
hours.
And enjoying yourself while
you're
driving?
You know, we're being cool on the ride up. This is going to be a long night, Denny.
All right.
So we finally get there about 6 o'clock, and it's called the Still Life Cafe for a reason, because we were there for about 4.5 hours.
Wow.
Long French dinner. It was really nice. It was like this sort of David Lynch-y ghost town in the middle of nowhere with this gorgeous French jazz cafe.
Did you have to call in advance?
Yeah, we all ordered like 3 days before.
You knew what you were going to have for dinner on Saturday.
We had to. And guess what I had?
I had no idea. Frog legs.
No. Because of default, I ordered the pork tenderloin.
Jesus Christ.
It was
You're
that
vegetarian.
It was that or skirt steak.
Oh,
it's the other white meat. I thought it was the lesser two evils. It's really damn good.
I love vegetarians like you. You're a vegetarian unless you're eating meat.
Wait a second. I was a vegetarian like 4 years ago. I'm not Carrie Kasem, Tim. I'll eat the hell out of any animal of any race, creed, and religion except for cows because I just don't like it.
But I think once a vegetarian, always a vegetarian. Like once an alcoholic, always an
alcoholic.
Always
a vegetarian mentality?
Yes.
Oh, that's no good.
Always like, you know, I can see the face on that before I eat it, that kind of crap.
Well, if they weren't, you know, we didn't want to eat them, why are they made of meat?
Yeah, and why do they have smiles?
Yeah.
All right, so you eat at the cafe.
We're at the cafe literally for 4 hours, and it's nice. There's 12 of us. We're all kind of getting to know each other, whatever.
All at one table, drinking and whooping it up like
having
pirates?
A good time. I didn't drink, though, and everyone was looking at me like, ooh, is she a recovering alcoholic? And what? I just didn't want wine. I knew that there was going to be a long night. There was going to be a lot of, you know, recreational substances, and I didn't want to get too crazy.
You know, speaking of recovering alcoholics, I guess I could mention his name, right?
Oh my God.
Well, Meryl Schindler. I don't know whether he drinks or not. I think he does. But Meryl Schindler came in about 2 weeks ago, right? And he's got a guy with him with the wine. I think Goosen's wine.
Goosen's, yeah.
And they're pouring wine for everybody. And he says, hey, you want a glass of wine? I said, nah. He said, you want to just taste it? I said, nah, I'm cool. And he said, he like whispers. When everyone leaves the room, he whispers to me. He goes, hey, are you in a program?
No.
Program? I said, I probably have vodka on my breath from last night.
So LA.
The vodka program.
Man.
No, I said, I'm not in a program. I just don't drink wine. But I mean, it's so typical Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's too weird.
It's like, hey, you want to go to a baseball game? Nah, I'm not going to go.
Oh.
Are you in a program?
Were you raped with a baseball
bat? Yeah. Did something happen with a baseball bat with you and your uncle when you were a kid? Like those giveaway bats that they had at Dodger Stadium? Did he, try to... stick that. No. I'm not going to the baseball game.
I'm a football guy.
Jesus Christ. Everybody is, reads so much into it in this city.
Uniprogram. You know, this is the only city in the country that anyone would know what that meant.
A uniprogram.
Uniprogram. What does that mean?
Oh, boom.
So,
Jesus
anywho.
Christ.
So, it's about 10 o'clock. We're done with dinner. And we head up to these amazing hot springs in the middle of effing nowhere.
It's just a pool?
No. It's like separate natural, like volcanic grottos, like everywhere.
Oh.
Because we get there and there's all these cars and we're like, F, like what are all these people doing here? And they're like, no, don't worry. So we walk and there's all these little separate like tide pools. And they're hot. They're volcanically hot. You know, they're hot springs. So, you know, I grab my bikini and I'm ready to go. I turn around. Everybody is completely naked.
Uh-oh.
Everybody.
Christ.
And usually I'm the exhibitionist and I was like, ooh, what do I do?
But you can see everybody or the sun's gone down.
It's pretty full moon, Tim.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I'm with 11 strangers, basically.
And everybody's nude.
Except shoes. Which is not a good look.
See,
at all.
I'd be the worst on that trip because it'd be 12 guys. It'd be 12 people, right? Six girls, six guys. And everyone be nude, and people start to whisper, hey, who's the guy with the boner? Hey, who's the guy that got excited?
I don't think that was an issue. I think we were cool.
No, I don't think I'd be cool.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I'd be,
oh,
you know, maybe I'd be, you know, maybe if I got in one of those cold springs, I'd be okay.
There was no cold spring.
Hot spring with, you know.
I'm talking every size, shape.
Were there any hot chicks?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. How dare you, first of all.
I know. You can't see this in radio, but Gina did that two things where she points both thumbs to herself.
Jesus
that
Christ.
That is unbelievable, man.
Who has a big smile, two thumbs,
attractive?
And...
do this if you're not driving at home and see how weird this is. Hey, were there any attractive chicks there? Yeah. Both thumbs at herself. Christ almighty.
Who has two thumbs and a great body? Just kidding. So anyway, it was cool. I mean, you know, great looking chicks. And, you know, cool guys, whatever. So we're at
Was anybody having sex on the trip?
No, and there were couples, and they were super cool. They weren't trying to, you know, make people uncomfortable. So,
Straights, gays, any ratio?
All hetero.
Wow.
If you can believe it, I had a heterosexual weekend.
I didn't know
Fantastic.
You had heterosexual friends.
I didn't either. I just made some.
Wow.
So we're in the like tide pool and somebody gets really whiskey tango, like real white trash, and grabs a bottle of Cook's champagne.
Jesus.
Do you know?
High end, yeah.
Are you familiar? I think
yeah,
they got it at
like
the truck
$2.
Stop. Yeah. So, you know, we're passing it around. Drinking Cook champagne like naked in this hot spring. Don't look at me like that. So we're all having a great time. Then I suggest, because I'm Gina, this won't be too surprising to you. I was like, hey, you guys. And I think they thought I was going to say something perverted, but I was like, we're all here.
Do you want to hear my Cher impersonation?
You're not that far off. We're all here. Everyone's, you know, whatever. We're all feeling good, whatever. And you know, everybody's in, you know, different states of undress. Who wants to have a talent show?
Oh, my God. Is that right?
I did. So, like, there was a couple synchronized swimmers, a couple joke tellers. They were great sports.
That's not bad.
So, we were there, and we were having a great time. And about almost 2 hours, they're like, okay, round it up. We got to go. Nobody wanted to leave, but they're like, trust me, you're not going to want to miss this next leg. So, we all get our stuff. Everyone's basically just piling back into the cars naked, because at this point, who cares?
All right, but who drove? I mean, do you guys lease? I mean, rent a couple cars
one,
for this?
Thank God, one person had a Suburban, and the other one had a station wagon. So, we fit 12 people, 7 in the Suburban, and 5 in the station wagon.
Yeah. Now, see, this is where I cut ties with you and your group because I'm not going to put 6 naked people, wet, nude people in my car.
Well,
I don't think that stench ever goes away, and I have a leased vehicle.
We were clean. We were in the hot springs.
With the volcanic, it smells like open ass out there anyway.
It didn't smell like sulfur. It didn't. That was the cool thing.
All right. So
anyway.
Everybody's naked and back into the car.
Yeah. So,
everybody's still nude, driver and everybody?
Like I said, various states. Whatever. Whatever you can get on in that short time.
Right.
So, we get back in the car and we drive for about a half hour. And, you know, listening to music, people are being loud, whatever. All of a sudden, I start to get incredibly motion sick.
Uh-oh.
Like, I don't know why, but I need out ASAP. So they pull over and
before
I just,
you what? Puke on your vagina? Well, everybody's nude. Mandy, please.
Oh, God. Okay, anyway. So I get out of the car, and I'm just like, I'm trying to breathe through it because I cannot be in the car one more second. So whatever, I recover from that little episode, get back in, and, you know, I'm like, we're going to be done soon, right? It's, we're like almost there, right? And he's like, uh-huh. I was like, we've been in the car a half hour. So what, 5, 10 minutes? Sure. Another hour.
Oh,
up
Jesus
north.
Christ.
And here, we're literally, she, the poor girl who's driving, she's swerving, trying not to hit, like, you know, jackalopes or whatever, big, huge, bunny
right.
things
right.
with, like, reindeer antenna. And so she's swerving and trying not to hit them. And God bless her, she did her best, but I was going to be completely ill.
Is this on a dirt road?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is all off-roading.
Oh, Bobbo.
So, and dips and canyons and elevation and craziness. So finally, I'm like, okay, seriously, you're going to have to leave me here and get me tomorrow if we're not done soon, because I got to get out of this car. And the guy who knows where we're going goes, yeah, this trip is a little bit longer than I'd like it to be. So we get there about 10 minutes later, and finally we see it. The dunes in Death Valley.
All right, you're in Death Valley.
Yes.
It's still like 100 degrees out?
It's like 80.
80
and it's
degrees,
midnight.
Okay. All right.
It is so unbelievable. It's literally like you're on another freaking planet. This big mound of sand, 700-800 feet high, has gathered for whatever reason. It's not man-made. In the middle of desert, nothing. And they do this every year. So,
how many people are up there on the dunes?
Just us.
You mean all the people in the world on a full moon and in August on a Saturday, yeah. And you guys were the only ones with the idea?
Not one other car for miles, ever.
Jesus
Christ.
Anything,
nothing. So we pull in, and, you know, I have a little bit of clothing on, and I thought, okay, we'll hike up. I'll bring my backpack. Turn around again. Everybody's nude again. And
Jesus
we got a hike.
Christ,
we had a 700-foot hike. He goes, oh, yeah, grab your flip-flops.
Who are you hanging out with?
I mean, Hippies.
Is it Hugh Hefner? Seriously, who's the captain of this trip? Everybody's naked all the time.
The whole damn time. So we traverse.
Did you know you were going to be nude up there?
I knew it was an option.
Did you prepare for that?
What do you mean?
Did you like shave your legs and
no, because it
manicure?
Wasn't, no, because I...
Now, you don't want to take hippie to the fullest extreme. You know what I mean?
I hear ya.
Right.
I do. But I think it was just sort of whatever. And as it said in the email, don't worry, the moonlight is, quote, very forgiving. So we're traversing, you know, we're probably at 300-400 feet at this point, and I am winded. I am the last man. Like, I can't do it.
It's like Mount Everest
it
for
was
naked people.
Freaking horrible. So everyone's going and going, and we're on this ridge, this big sandy ridge. We're hundreds of feet in the air. And I said, you know what? Man down, all good. You want to keep going? You do your thing. So a friend of mine, one of my best friends, and I stayed behind. And by behind, I mean, you know, on a ridge 400 feet high. Everybody else kept going. And we literally laid down on the point. It's a ridge. So on one side, it's an incline, you know, that'll plunge you to your death. And so is the other. And we lay on the point, just like full of cooked champagne and in various states of undress, and just sort of sit there. And like take it all in.
Jesus
like we're on
Christ.
The moon. And so we're chilling, you know.
And just swooshing the flies away?
No. Oh, God. There's no flies, Tim. So we're having a great time. We're just like taking it in. It's amazing. It's like being on another planet. All of a sudden, the entire mountain starts reverberating and like humming and whistling. And I'm like, okay, no. This is not how I want to die. No.
What did you think? It was an earthquake?
I thought it was an earthquake.
Right.
Well, guess what? That's the sound the sand makes when you start surfing down them. And everybody else went up to this high ridge and started doing it. So we're excited. I get my second win. We go meet them and just surfed the night away on the sand dunes.
How many times up and down did you go?
Oh, God, maybe, I don't know. 7 or 8.
All the way up 700 feet?
About halfway down. And then
Jesus
you have to like
man.
Claw your way up, and you look like an ant in the moonlight. So what you do is, if this was anything but sand, you would just log roll to your death and that would be it. But because it's sand, we would literally go down head first on our backs and just like push off and slide down, and this noise would just start going crazy and like humming and shaking, and it was the craziest thing I've ever done. And so we kept doing that. It's exhausting, but it's super fun. And we did that for maybe another 2-3 hours, and then we sort of surfed our way back down. And I don't camp. It's not like my vibe. There was no tents, nothing. Literally just laid on a blanket
and just fell
asleep.
Is that right?
It was as my dad would say, temperatureless.
Did you when you're sliding down again? Gina Grad went to the sand dunes at Death Valley, and when you're sliding down the sand dunes, you cup you know, put your hand in front of your your business.
Nope.
Well, it's got to be like a
let the chips fall where they may. Tim.
I know it's got to when you get down. It's got to be like a cat box. Then I mean, sand must be in your ears, your eyes, your mouth.
I just got a text from my girlfriend that said, I am literally pouring sand out of my ears the next day.
Oh,
nobody cared. And let's just put it this way. I'll say I took some precautions, but whatever, you know, whatever that means.
Okay.
And they just said, just go with it. Just go with it and you'll wash it out tomorrow. And it was unbelievable. I'm telling you.
So you'll do it again.
Of course.
You should take listeners up next time. Yeah. Charge them a couple hundred bucks and be their tour guide.
Where literally no one can hear you scream.
Yeah. Gina, the naked puker, will be your tour guide. It's only $200, and you can roll down the sand and then sleep on the pavement.
She's a reflexophile.
Jesus Christ.
And look, I wouldn't have puked if I wasn't drinking Cook champagne in a hot spring.
Did you puke?
I dry heaved a little.
Ugh.
But that never happens to me. But it happened, and everyone was so nice. I said, I'm sorry. And they're like, it's okay. Just breathe. It's okay.
All right. Folks, if you've gone on any crazy vacations that are out of the ordinary, perhaps you did what Gina did, or, I don't know, maybe you went to Tahiti and had sex with underage children. I don't know.
Wait. What?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know.
Wait, did you compare... rape, basically, statutory rape with what I did this weekend?
Yeah.
Are you insane?
Well, because, see, unless I'm in a hotel with a pool and a casino, it's not a vacation.
Is it rape if you're not in a hotel?
Everything else is rape and all that stuff.
Oh, my God, you're insane!
Every other vacation is for everybody else. But unless, if I go to New York, I can stay in a hotel,
right.
And that's like a vacation. But if I'm staying in a hotel and there's no casino downstairs, that's not a vacation. That's work. It's either going to see family, it's going to a reunion, it's going to it's crap. So if you've gone on a strange vacation, perhaps you want to turn people on here to the vacations you never hear about. All right, and again, Gina Grad went on to the sand dunes with 12 naked people. And slid down the sand. What did it sound like, by the way?
Like,
sound like a dying old man.
You know, we should post pictures. I have the most amazing pictures. We can black out people's eyes.
Oh, you do? But everybody's nude?
Yeah.
No, let's check them out.
Oh, but can I tell you this one thing real fast? So everyone was feeling so earthy and like amazing afterwards. And we finally get home, and all my friends are like, you know what? We're gonna go to yoga right now. Like, we're not even gonna take a nap. We're just gonna go straight to yoga. And my other friend was like, yeah, I'm gonna go meditate. That was the most amazing weekend. Guess what I did?
Drank.
I went. I got in my bed. I opened a bag of potato chips and I watched Eddie Murphy's Raw. It was like the most amazing cap to my weekend. I can't even tell you.
All right. If you've gone on a little different vacation than I'm used to, call us here because a lot of men and women who listen to the show and boys and girls are always interested in the alternative vacations, you know, where it's not a casino, it's not a hotel, it's not the Marriott, Hilton's not involved. And so if you've gone on an interesting vacation outside the norm, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Gina Grad is with us, and she went to the sand dunes with 12 naked people and slid down the sand dunes all night in a full moon.
Yep.
And then slept on the ground.
Slept on the ground. Happy as a camper.
I woke up at what time?
When the sun started pelting us about 6 or so.
And then drive back.
Yeah.
To Los Angeles.
This awesome little truck stop. And
how long did it take to get back?
About five and a half, 6 hours.
With all the dirt roads and all that?
Yeah, we were hauling.
Was anybody in a talkative mood on the way back?
There were a couple chatty Cathys. I was not one of them.
Anybody remember to bring a toothbrush?
Yeah, everybody was super like, you know, had their like face wipes and their toothbrush.
Stopped at the pools to brush the tusks and then back home?
Yeah.
The volcano pools?
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's for me. I really don't. I mean, you know,
Tim, it was so fun. You know who would love it? Jen would love it.
You think so?
Yeah, she's an adventurous spirit.
I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
She may have liked it in the past. I don't think she does that crap
anymore.
Don't
know.
I think I busted her spirit pretty good. No, I brought her back to reality. All right, these crazy vacations where you've gone and done something that people like myself would never do. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Gina, don't you cry.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad is with us, and she's going on a crazy sand dune vacation over the weekend with 12 nude people. And nuded around the desert for a while.
Is that a verb?
Is that legal to be nude in the desert? I guess it is, right?
Trust me, there's nobody out there.
But like, if a cop rolled up, would you guys all have to register as sex offenders?
God, I hope not. I don't think a cop could find this place.
I bet you would, man. You're lucky the cops weren't there. Guess it'd all be,
Megan's Law.
Megan's Law would, for all 12 of you, couldn't get a job anymore. All right, you've been on any strange vacations, out of the ordinary. Don't call us and tell us you went to Caesar's Palace for 2 days and lost $3,000. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The vacations that people never hear about. Judy in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi.
Hey.
That desert trip sounded so amazing. I was inspired to call you guys.
Nice. Hey, Judy, if you email me, I'll give you directions.
Oh, I would love to go. That sounds so awesome.
It was amazing.
Really cool. So, my strange trip, 1993, I went down to Mexico with a friend of mine, and our plan was to go hiking, camping, I should say, to this place in Mexico where there were supposed to be some hot springs. We brought our drums. We were going to drum on the hillside, you know, the whole kumbaya thing. And so we stop in Tijuana on the way down to do a little shopping, and we get lost, and we can't find our car. So we start walking around.
These two idiots in Mexico.
Yeah, every single block, every single street we walk on, this same woman is on every street sitting on a blanket. And we're like, this is impossible. How can the same person be on every street we walk on? Are we having some kind of weird hallucination? So finally, my friend says, look, let's just walk in a circle, in a spiral outward. Eventually, we'll come across our car. So we did it, and we did find the car. We get in the car. We're driving down the street that has two lanes of driving vehicles and two lanes of parked vehicles. And all of a sudden, somebody comes up alongside of our car and decides to go between us and the parked vehicles on the right-hand side of the road.
You killed somebody, didn't you?
No, no. Somehow,
I might.
Three vehicles
this call
fit
goes
in
on
two
any
lanes.
Longer.
Three vehicles fit in two lanes.
Oy.
I don't know how. It was some kind of weird space warp we got caught in. It was like this weird, magical, bizarre thing that happened to us. And the whole rest of the trip was like that. All these weird things kept happening to us.
Did you ever find the hot springs and play the drums?
Never found them. We got lost. We drove for hours and hours on this dark, deserted, God knows.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't take that anymore. Aaron in Vista, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I love this show.
Thank you, sir.
So I went on a little trip to Jamaica for 6 weeks, right? And
take your word
some buddies.
For it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So some buddies of mine said that we were in Kingston. They said, "Hey, let's go up to Garden Town and go take a shower in the waterfalls."
Right.
So there was this crazy goat. So one friend goes, and the goat jumps out of him. He wraps himself around a tree. The next one jumps and wraps again.
Is this a joke?
Next. No, this is not a joke. This is actual real life. So I go, the goat jumps at me, lands about 2 inches from my head, and this goat is the biggest goat you've ever seen in your life. And we finally get by it, and we go and we take a shower, and about an hour later, we go and visit some friends from New Zealand that are up in Garden Town, and this kid has this goat, and he says, "I want to buy your goat."
Oh.
Hey, Aaron. Hey, Bubbo?
Yeah, I'm here.
If I give you something, will you stop calling us?
No. You got to hear the end of the story.
How about two prizes?
Well, no, this is a true
all
life.
Three. All three prizes for tonight.
Price.
I know, but I want to make a deal with you.
Well, can you?
Three
I
prizes
for $5, and we cooked it.
That was a good ending.
All right, that's actually pretty good. All right, thanks
I'll
for calling,
take the
dude.
Three prizes.
All right, hold on one sec. But you got to promise not to call us anymore.
Well, no, I called you last time when the
I know, but you
got to
promise. You
got
to promise not
it was
to
great.
Call. Please don't call us anymore.
All right. Well, I love you still.
Okay, I love you too. But let me. I got to give you these three prizes. Okay.
Sure.
All right, hold on. All right, there he goes. A pair of tickets to the NASCAR Nationwide Series Camping World 300 August 30th at the Auto Club Speedway. Go to autoclubspeedway.com And the winner has a chance to win a Racer Day experience with Likettes. There's one. A pair of tickets to Tony Hawk's Boom Boom Huck Jam. I was at last year's Boom Boom Huck Jam. It's unreal. August 24th at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. The winner gets a chance for a Quicksilver backpack. Manny, please. A winner gets a chance at a Quicksilver backpack. And what, like a pair of socks? What else
you
is
get an assortment of clothing and stuff like that? Like swimming trunks, too.
Thermos. Keychain.
Jesus Christ. All right, tickets are at Ticketmaster.com. Wow, look at the lines light up for that Quicksilver. A chance to win a Quicksilver backpack. Not even Quicksilver backpack.
It ain't going to get one more listener.
I don't know. It may. A pair of tickets to see Chivas USA battle the San Jose Earthquakes at the Home Depot Center August 23rd. Visit CDChivasUSA.com for all the latest Major League Soccer action. All right, gang, I'm going to try to reshape this for the audience because so far you ain't getting it. If you've been on like a cool vacation, right? You didn't buy a goat, you didn't cook it for buy a goat for $5 and cook it, and you didn't have some kind of weird traffic thing happen to you in Tijuana, all right? We've heard both of those stories, and those were great. But we've moved on. So if you've gone anywhere interesting, perhaps you and the guys or the girls, you know, smoked a joint and saw something in this world that maybe we haven't seen yet. We'd like to hear from you folks. But if you've been, again, buying and eating goats or,
death car accident.
Yeah, crazy car maneuvers in Tijuana, take a powder, have a cigarette, and just listen.
Tim, can I just sum it up? And I think what can make it real clean and neat for the audience.
Sure.
Not a vacation, a really normal, nice vacation that went awry.
Yes.
Something interesting that you planned in advance.
Bingo. All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, here's an interesting vacation, all right? And I'll give you an example. Like, let's say you went to New York and you watched Bob Costas shopping for a toupee that looks like a hat. And that would be an interesting vacation.
Huh.
But real quick, then we'll get to some of your calls here. Is there a person in America, a person, whether it's a boy or girl that has been born in the last 10 minutes, or whether it's a guy who's 105 and has been on life support for 30 years. Is there one human being with a heartbeat that believes that Bob Costas' hair is real?
Wow.
Do you think there is? And if not, what is he doing? The guy's making a ton of money. He can buy something that doesn't have a chin strap.
Well, you know, do you know that they make toupes or toupees with snaps? And
yes.
They put the snaps in your skull?
I understand that.
Do you think he has the Lego hair like that?
No, I think he's got something he bought like at...
Ronco?
Like at Walmart.
Yeah,
or Robert
Peel. Or-
yeah, but it is, man, it is tough. And then somebody asked today, they said, you know, we don't hear about Michael Phelps' father, you know, the swimmer?
Yes.
He's won 8 gold medals, and we don't hear about his father at all. Well, we sort of have.
We have?
Yeah.
How?
Anytime you see a picture of Michael Phelps' mom, isn't that the full story? Does anybody need any more information?
How do you read between those lines?
When they show her jumping in the stands with that haircut, scratching that dandruff, and cheering on that that kid of hers.
That's a two-person job is what you're saying?
Yeah. Don't you think that early on he went out for a pack of smokes?
And
never returned. All right. Quinn in Placentia. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey there, Timmy.
Quinn. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing great. And hi, Tina.
Hi.
Okay. Have you guys ever been to a nude beach before?
I have been, but I have not been nude.
Not in this country, but I'm looking forward to trying.
There's Black's Beach in San Diego. I used to go to San Diego State, and a couple of buddies and I, you know, we went to the beach, and there was some chicks that we met before we got to the beach, and they say, let's go to the topless beach. I thought it was just topless beach. And then we got up there, and everybody was too shy to take off their clothes, and we looked like the five idiots with clothes on. Everybody else was nude. Is that the beach you're talking about?
That's exactly where I went to for the first time this year.
How was it?
A Oh, it was beautiful. The only problem was is that my friend who was leading me there, he's an idiot, didn't quite bother to tell me that you had to hike down this huge cliff, something like out of Tomb Raider or Indiana Jones.
Right.
And I'm wearing, like, these little slippers and going down this thing. And, like, by the time I got to the bottom, besides of injuring my leg, my toe was bleeding, but I was doing great.
Wait a minute. Your toe was bleeding?
My toe was literally bleeding in my shoe by the time I got to the bottom of the cliff.
Oh,
and, of course, when I got there were naked people walking all around, but I didn't quite notice it because I was in so much pain. And this guy comes up to me and goes, hey, long hike. And I'm looking at him like, oh, yeah.
Long, nothing. Quinn, I have a question. Was there, I know you were in a lot of blinding pain, so you might not remember, but was anyone there even marginally attractive?
Not particularly, no.
That's the problem with nude beaches.
Did anybody say to you, I think you're on your period and it's hitting your toe?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Because that's a turnoff. Hey, so you ever go back to this place?
I haven't gone back, but I'd love to go back wearing, you know, appropriate footwear.
Timberlands and a G-string.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm actually 26.
Oh, okay, so you can still go.
Yeah,
I think the cutoff age is about 45.
Unfortunately, I don't think they generally get that memo.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Hey, were you shy, though? I mean, sort of like apprehensive to take all the clothes off?
I was totally shy about doing that. But my friend was like, oh, I'll go ahead. And I'm like, I don't want to see you naked either.
Oh, are you a Catholic nun?
No.
All right.
She's raised right.
Yeah, I was just raised right, and I was kind of like, I'm curious just to say that I've done it.
Right.
Watching the nude volleyball was just interesting. I wonder how people manage to do that.
Yeah. Hey, now, did you eventually get totally nude?
No.
Oh. Well, what were you wearing, like a big blue down jacket?
Parka?
Yeah, pretty much. Wearing a parka, I had my ski boots on and everything. No.
Do you remember those, you're a little too young for this, but guys my age remember this, the big blue down jackets? You know, from the 70s.
Like those Michelin Man ones?
The real puffy ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I had one of those.
Of course you did.
And everyone thought that they were, like, really cool.
Look like a blue sausage.
I don't think so nowadays, yeah. All right, Quinn, you're the best, baby. Call us again.
Oh, definitely.
All right, you're on the call list.
Not the do not call list.
Yeah, we have the do not call list that we're putting together. You're on the call list, okay?
All right.
take care of yourself, baby.
All right. Goodbye.
There she goes, everyone. Now, see, that's a decent story.
Now, do you think that the guy that you gave all three prizes to is going to be able to use those without crying every time he looks at him?
I don't know. I don't think much about that. Aaron in Riverside, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Is that him?
I
okay. Yeah. All right. Nice guy, but I mean, we got to move on here. All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Gina Grad is with us. She went on a sand dune naked weekend. Have you done anything that's sort of cool here in Southern California or somewhere in the United States, maybe in the world? Maybe you went to Thailand and had sex with people who are appropriately aged.
Right.
Yeah.
Asian woman.
All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Now she wants the rest of me. Oh, and it's much too late. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. We heard that Gina Grad went surfing on the sand dunes naked with 12 people over the weekend. What a trip, huh?
That's great.
Yeah, I bet. Jesus Christ. All right, let's talk to Matt in Long Beach. Matt, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You want an interesting vacation, dude?
Yeah. Some friends invited me to a gay bear party in Budapest.
Yeah.
Did you go with a gay bear?
Well, I am one myself. I went by myself and met with people there, but almost the entire time I was there to meet other guys, we had these really beautiful high-end prostitutes following us around the streets. Right. And
hey, can you tell for everybody that doesn't know what a gay bear is, could you lay a definition on us?
Okay, bears would be like a bigger or a hairy guy.
Burly.
And like, not, yeah, exactly, burly. And we had these high-end prostitutes following us around, and one of them came up to me and was rubbing my gut, calling me an American beer machine. So,
was she right? Yeah.
No, I don't drink beer. Yeah. So.
I should have been on this vacation with Matt. Were there a lot of people with rainbow flags with a paw on the side?
Not too many. It was a different culture over there.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something I think I know the answer to?
Yeah.
Did you get laid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
How many guys did you hit it with?
A couple.
Fantastic.
All in the same room?
For some times, yeah.
Hey, listen, yeah, I'm not judging you for it. I think that, you're going for it, and anybody's going for it in life, kudos to them.
Exactly.
And also, Matt, don't you think that intercourse is a whole different ball game if we're talking homosexual versus hetero? Like, we don't.
Well, even I know that.
Well, I just mean that it might not be typical intercourse when you say, "Did you, hit it with somebody? Did you hook up?" You know what I mean?
Well, that plus it's so much easier for gay guys because guys have to fight so hard to see if a woman is interested.
Right.
And for gay guys, it's just like, wanna, yeah, sure, you're done and go
Tim,
on your way.
That sounds yeah. perfect
there
for you, Tim.
Hey, listen, I think that's the only thing that's keeping a lot of guys from, terminal misery is that they like everything about being with another guy except the stick.
Yeah.
Keeps people on the sidelines. Hey, but let me ask you, this separates gay guys from straight guys, in my opinion. When you see another guy, have you ever, felt that feeling like you lose your breath and you're in love with that guy?
Not at first. I mean, I got to get to know the person, I've been in love and everything. But
that happens eventually.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
Bubba. Same as a regular guy. Cool.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Have a good night.
Yeah, I think that's what separates the... I don't think a guy who doesn't get that feeling could be happy with another guy.
Well, of course not. If you don't get that feeling from somebody...
Yeah, but I think if you still get it from if you get it from chicks, then stay heterosexual. If you get it from guys, go gay. But here's an also I think about this sometimes when I'm off my rocker. Oh. But the first time, like you're in a relationship, right, with a guy,
right,
and you've been going out there for 3-4 months. I don't know what your window of ease is with this, but when the guy farts in front of you for the first time.
That never happens.
It's happened. No, I mean, what have you gone out with? Guys who've just sewed up their asses?
Their sphincters? Okay, I'm with you.
All right, so you've never had a guy?
No, I have.
Boyfriend.
I have.
But when that first happens, right? Yeah. And you're like laying in bed or you're riding bikes and he leans over to, tie his shoe and he lets one fly, right? Hopefully not in your face the first time. That's always an awkward moment, right?
Yeah.
I always think it would even be weirder. Like two guys sitting in the bed, right?
Yeah.
And they just, they've done it. It just like, all of a sudden one guy, hit. And you go, ooh. That's.
You know, though, at the end of the day,
weird.
they're both guys. So who cares?
I know.
They're both dudes. They do that anyway.
And you don't want the other guy then to curl up in his sheet and go, did you fart?
Yeah.
a lot of things keeping a lot of guys on the sidelines. All right, let's talk to John in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, dude?
Love the show. Basically, what happened was my friend invited me down to Irvine where you get to live like a homeless person for a weekend. And I don't know why. I said, this sounds like something. And so I decided to do it. And
couldn't you just leave your house? You're technically homeless then.
You leave your cell phone, you leave your wallet, you give it all to them, and the first day, it's like hunting day. It's like you go and you have to find your cardboard box mat or whatever.
What does this cost a guy? Nothing?
You're supposed to enjoy the experience and appreciate the human condition. That was the whole tagline.
Hey, John,
how
many waivers did you sign in case you got killed?
I mean, it's Irvine. No, there's like no homeless population to begin with. So like, it seemed obvious like we were either protesting something or like waiting in line for a movie.
Yeah, like
it, I don't think
of,
we really.
good-looking middle-class white dudes just chilling on the sidewalk, like, you know, emo rockers.
And then once you completed your course, where was the big banquet at Ruth's Chris?
Well, no, I mean, like, there was no banquet. It was just, like, I don't think there was no glamour to it. Like,
it wasn't at the So All May Eat Cafe?
Yeah, but at night you stayed at the Ritz, right?
Yeah, the pool area, poolside.
John doesn't think we're getting it quite.
Well, no, seriously, this is the thing. I was really callous towards homeless people. Like, I could, like, you know, I drive by and I don't even look at them. Like, I don't even want to make eye contact, you know, like, even dignify them that much.
Right.
But, so, like, this was, like, me to even open my eyes. Like, I was, like, joking the whole time, too. And my friend's, like, you know, like, oh, go Greenpeace kind of guy. And, like, I could care less. Like, I just thought it would be fun. And, like, I threw it on my resume, too. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm all, you know, for the homeless.
That's not a bad thing. Now, did it cost you anything to do it?
It doesn't cost anything. I mean, you have to give up a weekend. So, but you have to go in garbage and find your food, but it has to be, like, concealed. Like, it has to be full cans or full bag of chips. And then if you get them, like, 50 crushed cans, you get like a brownie or something. Yeah, like, but you can exchange it.
But see, dude, I think that's a real fake thing to do. I tell you what, I'm not getting down on you for it, but I'm getting down on the people who offer the service.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's like saying, you know, what's it like to be in jail for 2 days? You know, a lot of those guys are going to be homeless for 10 or 15 years.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I'm going to do it for 2 days and see how you guys feel. It's almost like, it's almost sort of like being on death row for 2 days. You know, it's like, hey, I'm in death row for 2 days, but I know I'm getting out. On Monday, I'm getting out. So, wow, that was really tough. You guys,
I really just did.
I'll
so
see
I
you guys
that,
later.
Yeah,
maybe not.
That
right?
Last meal.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, I'm only for 2 days, but I know come Monday I'm going back to Newport and showering.
You know what, though? To play devil's advocate, I think everyone these days are so soft and so weak that you take this away for a couple hours and they start crying like little bitches. Right. You give them a weekend, and I think you'd really appreciate what you have.
I don't know. I mean, I think you sort of do appreciate what you have. And if you don't, living on the streets and looking for a brownie and 50 cans is not going to put you over the top. All right. Anything going on in the news tonight, Gina Greb?
Oh, there's a lot going on. Well, Barack Obama regrets being a teenage stoner, and John Lovitz has no future as a singer-songwriter. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
It's too bad. And we're going to also play you the David Letterman's top 10 list now. The top 10 leftover... What? Top 10... The top 10 leftover... Top 10 entries?
See, it's like the top 10 list. There's always ones that get left out.
It's the top 10
B-sides.
So it's the top 10 entries that have been left out.
It's the ones you haven't heard.
Evidently, they're pretty funny, huh?
Number 8 is such a classic.
All right, number 8, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Jesus Christ.